Hello and welcome to the Toby Boyden podcast featuring Mary Poppins herself. She has returned from that castle in the clouds. No, that's Lemmy's. She's returned from that umbrella store in the sky. is Mary Poppins herself. Mary Poppins. No, it's Megan Davis. How are you doing, Megan Davis?
I'm good. Loving life as best as I can. Didn't get changed today. Well, I did. I'm in a tracksuit bottoms and a jumper.
Lush.
I think it's just still dealing. I had is it an epiphany where you like feel?
Yeah, that's the word.
I had an epiphany the other day. What day was it? Like Monday?
Is it Monday? I don't know. When was it? This is your epiphany, not mine.
I think it was Monday or Tuesday, and I just felt like I woke up in the morning. I just felt like I'm being in lockdown. So it was like a new fresh start of lockdown.
But well, it's nice for Sam to have that feeling.
Yeah, I'm just feeling a bit more positive at the moment, but who knows why. But yeah, that's my life at the moment. It's going quite well.
Ooh, very nice, very nice.
I've had some exciting things happen as well with
that is true.
And I am allowed to speak about it.
Well, we'll get on to that then.
Not very much, but I'm allowed to say partially what I'm doing.
Well, we'll talk about that later on.
Ooh.
Now, at the time of this going out, which is
Sunday.
Sunday.
Is there 30 days in April?
I think so. So this goes out on Sunday. Sunday the 3rd, because Saturday is the 2nd.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Sunday the 3rd, which is 2 days before our lovely half a year anniversary. So, mad times.
It feels weird. It doesn't feel that long, but in some ways it feels a lot longer.
Yeah.
I feel like it does. But I think because we've
sometimes it's like, oh, I've not known you for that long. And other times it's like, oh, I've known you my whole life. But then I haven't.
It's weird when you think back to it. But I think because we've had so much happen in such a short space of time with my personal life and your personal life and uni life as well, I think it's just flown by. But I think it's been good for us because we've not let anything really get in our way, if that makes
sense. It's good. It's been a good 6 months so far.
God, yeah.
Let's see what the rest of the
time.
The rest of the time brings.
I'm the best. Our life together.
Oh, hashtag
ever after.
Sad. Hashtag cheesy already. We are like 3 minutes in and we're already hitting cheesy levels. I've not hit any other point on this podcast.
No, but we're not that cheesy. I wouldn't say we're that cheesy.
Oh, we were at the beginning.
Oh,
like
your
mom said, like if you look at the Instagram story I have of you at the beginning, it's really cheesy.
I was looking at it the other day because I looked at when we went to London for the day, which was for after Christmas, so after New Year's, and we went just for it. That was our 1 month anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, we went and saw the London Palladium Pato.
And I looked at the pictures and we're so blooming lovey-dovey. And now you look at our pictures and we're posting pictures of us like literally looking like mall rats.
No, literally, the first like Instagram story pop of you was a picture of you being like, can't wait for us coming out to Watford. And then like, the most recent one is like, look at this bitch. Like, it is literally, it has changed. It has changed. And your mum loves it. I love it.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, we just take the piss out of each other, really, don't we?
Yeah,
that's the way that relationship.
That's how we roll.
That is how we roll. That's me and you. But yeah, that's our life.
So when this comes out, I mean, we're recording this on Thursday the 30th. Oh, yep. Thursday the 30th. That's nice.
So it's the end of April today.
Yes.
May tomorrow.
Yeah, I have dissertation due in
3 days.
No, 4th of May. So, yeah, the day after this comes out, my dissertation is due.
Okay, I was thinking of it today and I was like, it seems so long away.
But it's not.
I finished uni in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is not.
I finished off the 11th of May. Once my final assignment's in, I'm done.
I don't know if anybody from BIPA is listening to this. But if you are, go and do a dissertation after you finish listening to this.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this while you're doing it. I don't know. It might help you. Like
podcasts, like a thingy that makes people.
Yeah, some people work better with podcasts. Like, if that's true, and you like listening to things helps you focus, then chuck this on, because dissertation's due in tomorrow, guys.
My YouTube videos on my motivational 10
yes.
to stay positive and productive. It took me about 3 hours to edit that video, and I'm so annoyed with myself. It took me so long, but I was quite proud of it.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good fun little video. Go and watch it, guys. Where can they find that video?
It's in my Instagram bio, and all of them probably follow my Instagram. Or I think if you type in Megan Jane Davis on YouTube, it comes up. Or I'll just give you the link if you want the link personally delivered to you.
Well, maybe I'll just chuck it in the caption for this podcast. Here's the link. Click on there.
Thanks. I think if I ever hit 100 subscribers, I'd actually cry, because I have like 87 now or something.
So close.
I know.
Only 13 away.
I know.
So I'll just make 13 accounts.
I was going to say, you just make
13
subscribed.
To
I might just do it myself, to be honest. Just make loads of fake accounts. Just so I can
Used to do that. Like, people used to do that.
Oh, we're putting glasses on now.
Yeah, I know. I put on fake glasses. Nobody can see this. Oh, I remember that this is a podcast and nobody can see what we do. After the All Clear Sound episode, where me and Nick both got out the All Clear Sound banners that we have, and Dora got really emotional, and then I went, no one can see what we're holding.
See what I look like right now? So I look like a state.
You do.
Bitch.
But that's lockdown life, isn't it? I mean,
literally, like,
I had a shower this morning.
He gets ready is a blooming success.
Well, honestly, how is everyone doing in lockdown life? Anyone who's listening to this, let us know. What are you doing to combat the boredom?
I have like 3 things I go towards now. Apart from every single day, mostly speaking to you and then doing our daily movie or RuPaul's Drag Race nights, which are still really cute. And we basically have done that
first week of lockdown.
I don't think it wasn't every day on the first week.
It wasn't every day for about 4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get me. So we ended.
I was like, bitch. What have I been doing? So I'm really into online shopping at the moment. I'm spending too much money. I had a skinny dip parcel arrive today, and I spent too much money on that.
Skinny dip. Sponsor.
Please sponsor.
It's not a sponsor.
So much stuff on Skinny Dip. I am into randomly colouring on stuff at the moment and randomly drawing stuff. And then probably just sitting in my bed and not getting out of bed all day.
Nice.
And watching YouTube and Netflix. I don't really do anything else.
All I've been doing is uni work.
Yeah.
Is anybody listening from uni? I've been doing my work. Don't dob me in. Ages ago, I redecorated my whole room, but that was ages ago. Father Brown on TV, I've been watching like every day, and it's got the actor who played Mr. Weasley, Mark Williams.
Oh yeah.
He plays Father Brown, who's like a vicar.
It's set
like in the 19 something.
Yeah.
But it's like a vicar who solves murders, and it is hilarious. It is so funny.
I've never watched it.
It's a good little program.
There's not much to do now. Like, I think I'm into the routine of it though, so I know I don't have to be productive every single day. Like, I know I can do a day in bed and not feel bad for it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's got an easy. Yeah, I've sort of accepted that I don't have to do all this right away.
The only thing that gets you through is probably knowing each night we either do RuPaul's Drag Race or watch something on Disney Plus.
At time of recording, we have got the finale of the UK Okay, Drag Race season one
will be
tonight between the Vivian Bag of Chips and Mina de Campo.
No, I love Drag Race. It just gives us something to do, though, doesn't it, in the night? Like,
so funny. Like, it's funny.
Sleep with each other on FaceTime. We have a tendency of falling asleep with each other on FaceTime and just waking up in the morning.
Well, that's just because, like, you were saying that you couldn't sleep, so
I
was like, well, just FaceTime people going to bed, and then one night we just didn't hang up because we both just fell asleep, and it's just all become a thing where we're like, oh, okay, we'll leave the phones on to charge, it's fine, like,
just not really,
it's hit that stage.
It's at that stage.
At that stage, we've hit it, guys.
I think that's how cringe we are, but at least we don't publicise it like every single day and be like, oh my god, FaceTime with Bae. Like, I won't even call you Bae anyway. Like, that's so 2016.
That's sad 2016.
Yeah, 2016, Bae and like Hun and stuff.
Fam.
Oh. Fam, mate.
I thought you were Bae. Turns out you're just fam. That vine, oh my god.
The way we used to talk is just not a vibe with me.
Speaking of Vine, you have got into TikToks.
Oh my god, don't even talk about TikTok. I think literally last night I watched about 150 TikToks.
On a real watch one with a guy who...
Oh my god, yeah.
The deep thoughts one.
Yeah, we were like...
And some of the deep thoughts they are real good, guys. Like, I think our favourite one has to be, just remember that no matter how attractive you find someone, he was like, think of the most attractive person you can think of that they in one point in their life have had aggressive diarrhea.
And we were like, that already happened to us.
It was like the idea of someone who you think is absolutely beautiful just uncontrollably on the toilet.
Yeah.
Is the funniest thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
I was your nurse for the bloody 2 days that you were pooing your blooming guts out.
You were, but that's not quite what I thought we were going to link to. I was going to be... imagine any celebrity you fancy. Like Cap, you like Captain America, Chris Evans. Chris Evans has had aggressive diarrhea at one point in his life.
I just laugh, to be honest.
The idea of Chris Evans, just...
No, to be honest, I think about the Queen. Like, imagine the Queen having a poo.
Oh my god, the Queen has definitely had aggressive diarrhea.
Like, or the Queen, like, just the Queen. Like, imagine the Queen shopping, like, Asda or something. Like, couldn't see that happening.
I just like to think of the Queen doing really mundane things.
Yeah.
Like, things that I know she wouldn't do because she has, like, the servants and the people. But, like, the idea of seeing the Queen, like, walking around Windsor or Buckingham Palace in like a dressing gown, slippers, rollers in her hair, cup of tea in one hand, newspaper under the arm, like
you just never, I just can't think of the Queen doing that, bless her,
bless her little consort. I don't know where she is at the moment. Someone said she was at Windsor, but when I drove past Windsor the other day, the flag wasn't up, so
Who knows where she is.
Anybody knows where the Queen is? Let us know.
We'll go visit her.
I'm interested. How's she coping with all this coronavirus?
Oh, she's probably all right, isn't she? Like, she just gets through it, doesn't she? She's been through a lot anyway. Like,
yeah, but like this, that like this, if she gets it.
Oh god, yeah, she gets it.
Like, because who has it?
Charles.
Yeah.
Charles got tested. Her husband, yeah.
Like, and that's her son. Like.
I don't know.
Like, imagine if it had killed Charles off, but that would have been. Oh.
I'm surprised the royal hasn't died from it.
That's because the royals will get the best treatment anyone can get, like.
Parliament people. Lol.
But yeah, we love the Queen.
Royal.
Good old royals. Ways to keep busy in lockdown. Think about the royals. Think about what they're doing.
Royals. Just watch Netflix and Disney Plus and YouTube. You can spend hours just scrolling.
Watch The Crown. It's really good. If you have any interest in the royal family or British history with Queen Elizabeth, go and watch The Crown. It's really good.
I just like, didn't we had a really big debate about history the other week, didn't we? Remember in
Yeah.
that when we just chatted about history?
Yeah, because we were talking about the former KGB agent who worked in Buckingham Palace for years and no one ever knew.
And I'm really into Germany history and like the Holocaust, so you get me talk about that and I don't shut up.
That's why it's not going to be a topic on the podcast,
No,
because
exactly,
we need to
because
try and limit these to half an
about
hour
an
and
hour.
you go on
Oh,
for.
I love talking about it, but that's my life, history GCSE and being getting like a B or something. I can't remember what I got.
I think I got a B in history, GCSE.
I got a star in German, but we can see why.
Well, all right then.
Step down.
I cheated in my Spanish GCSE exam and I still got a C. How bad is that?
I don't know. The only exam we could kind of cheat in was Welsh because we learnt it from like the age of five.
I know, but I mean, like, for my. So. I don't know if I should say this. Could they get rid of my grade?
No, because you've already got
Well, I
people
cheated
from
my Spanish
Arsenal.
GCSE.
How?
So in the writing one,
Yeah.
the teacher had a stack of paper on her desk, and that was the lined paper, and that was a lined paper that she gave out for the GCSE exams.
Yeah.
So I took a piece of paper home, wrote out my entire draft on it, and my draft was like B, A
Yeah.
or a B. So I wrote out my entire draft on this piece of paper, folded it, put it in my blazer, went into the exam in the classroom, wrote absolute waffle on the piece of paper, didn't even bother, like was literally writing Spanish words, like things didn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Like, and then as she then came in the classroom and connected them all, I switched the pieces of paper
That is such a good idea.
and gave her my draft. And then for my speaking one, so we all had to go in one at a time individually into this room and record the speaking with her. And I had the draft, I had my script on me. She was like, okay, right, put your script in your bag and we'll do it. And I was like, okay, and I put the script in my bag. And then I started doing it and then got scared and I got nervous and cried, fake cried. She then
Nice.
went, do you want to do it with your script? And I was like, can I? And she was like,
To be
go
honest,
for it. And I
yeah.
then sat there and read for my script, which was like a B or an A. And then when for the listening and the reading ones in the actual exam hall, I did terribly and it dropped my grade down. But like, if I hadn't have cheated in those two tests, I would have failed Spanish.
Welsh, we had the same. We were allowed to use our scripts or our Welsh one because basically in Wales, they just want you to pass your Welsh
They
GCSE.
weren't. They weren't. Me You're not meant to use your scripts in the Spanish. You were allowed to take it in, do a final read, and put it in the bag.
Nice.
Because me and the teacher are such like, I made sure in my like
Yeah.
school, like it, I got like the whole teacher's pet thing, but like
Yeah.
I knew that
That.
come year 11 I'd need that banter. So
Yeah.
like for that, me and the teacher built up such like a good rapport and like a bit of banter between us. But
It.
by the time it came to that, she was like, you're a good student, I'll let you use your script, because I was like crying. And she was like, okay, do it. And I was like, banging, thank you, miss.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally like, and then she got fired at the end of that
That is
term.
absolutely.
Like half of my teachers at the end of year 11 at my prom came to prom and were like, we've been released. And it was like, oops.
Fabulous. I
But
love
no, like, it was a time. And like, my drama teacher didn't like me. So for
it.
some
I tried to table at my drama teacher.
on well, my one,
I actually
what?
picked up a table and chucked it at her.
Why? What did she do?
This is the time when I was going through. What was I going through at this point? Oh,
What?
I think it was my mental health stuff at that point. And yeah, it's when I used to have counselling in school with Jan, my favourite ever counsellor, bless her. And I got so annoyed because she told me that, oh, I had a hospital appointment, and she told me I had to stay in rehearsals and not go to my hospital appointment, and I shouldn't be doing drama if I had things wrong with me, so I decided to chuck a table at her. And then my friend
That's
chucked,
proving her point.
yeah, and then my friend chucked a chair at her, and we both stormed out of class.
Oh.
We did many things to annoy this teacher. We were naughty.
I mean, the drama teacher, so we had to do the written part of the drama exam, and she had it, marked it, and then, like, the day it was sent off, she came up to me and went, you know, you could have done a lot better than that. And I was like, so why didn't you tell me before then? Because I would have had time to changed my essay, like, but she decided to not tell me, and I was like, that's rude, like.
Like, I would still remember that day. I remember we were doing PowerPoints. Like, I didn't actually, like, physically, like, pick up a fat-ass table and chuck it. I just, like...
You just lied to me. I thought you went all Hulk.
I chucked a table over. So, like, I chucked a table. It was in her direction, but I didn't, like...
Well, I thought you went all, like, She-Hulk on this one.
I would have got expelled if I did that. But, no, I, like... You know when I, like, you pick up it and, like...
Yeah.
It was only a little table. It was like a little baby table, I think. And then we.
I once had a best friend in primary school who had anger issues, and he went into one of his things and started lobbing chairs around the classroom. So the teacher evacuated the classroom and then went to me. You're his friend, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. She then sent me in on my own.
Told me this.
Go and look after this. Like, try and calm down. And I was like, this is not a good idea. He is lobbing chess.
We were a naughty drama class. We weren't good. I could say some of the stories, but some of the stories are a bit...
Well, our RE teacher hated us. She showed us a picture of her baking cookies, and like she was presenting the tray of cookies to the camera. So then every time we handed our books in, every single member of my class handed her the books in the same way she was posed in the photo.
I just remembered a fabulous thing that happened to one of my teachers. One of my RE teachers got sacked for filming the Harlem Shake in the RE room and putting on all the different costumes of religions and dancing round
the classroom. That is hilarious.
Yeah, it was on YouTube and then it got taken off and he was sacked for it. But now he works back in the school because they missed him because he was such a good teacher.
I don't know how we got onto this topic, by the way.
No, I don't know either, but...
But I love it.
Just cut it all out. No one needs to.
No, it's keep it all in. It's beautiful. I love it when stuff like this happens. Yeah. I mean, that's the main reason why me and Tallulah's one had to be part two parts, but we don't talk about that.
No.
How is uni life for you in this lovely... lockdown. I mean, yesterday we had
two dance classes.
At time of recording yesterday, so Wednesday, we had two lovely dance classes on Zoom. Go Zoom. They were good. I enjoyed them. I hadn't really danced since we left.
I enjoyed ballet more than jazz, but I don't think I enjoyed jazz as much because it was quite. I haven't danced since my knee went again. And it was very, like, full-on for me, but I did adapt things.
Oh, gotcha. Like, it was mostly a half-hour lesson.
Yeah, it turned to, like...
And then, like, the majority of it was just constant exercise and, like, or, like, constant warm-up things. And then right at the end, it was like, here's an exercise. And the exercise was ridiculously simple. And then it was like, okay, that's the lesson. And it was like...
Like, I was like, that is something I would have done in, like, year one of level three.
And
like,
that dance was so easy. And then they then went... Okay, right, we'll see you in 9 minutes for an hour of ballet. And it was like
fair play to her, though. Like, she's so lovely, Holly. I really like her. And, like, she's so accommodating to people. Like, and obviously, Jake Aston was on there as well and got my mum blooming involved, as he always does.
And the dogs in the ballet lesson. And everyone started getting their dogs on camera. And
shout out to Harriet Dunphy, who pulls a bloody cat.
Did you not see somebody pull out their duck? Like, a literal pet duck.
Yeah.
And then Oscar with, like, the cows. And it was like, what is happening? We're meant to be doing ballet. And everyone's whipping out their pets.
I think we've got Zumba tomorrow. So Friday. Not Zumba. Yoga.
Yoga. With Penny Caffrey.
I thought it was with Ginny.
It may be, I don't know. I'm sorry,
one of the two. But no, I think that they are good. Like, fair play to Jack Maurice for getting it all together. Like,
They've been good fun. They've been really good fun, I think.
Uni's just uni, isn't it? Like, there's not much to really say about it. Like, just getting on as best as I can with it all, really. I've got my final assignment, but other than that, it's not really a big... I would say a big part of my life, but it is obviously because it's a degree, but I'm not too bothered about not being in uni and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm missing people, like, obviously, like, I'm missing seeing you, and seeing the Orca Sound guys, Dora and Nick, and seeing everybody, like...
Yeah, like, I miss the social aspect, but I'm not really missing, like, the classes, like...
Like, Mr. Jake Palmer, if he listens to this, we said the other day
about
we used to get in the morning,
Yeah.
go and get a 5-piece breakfast, and then sit and have breakfast with Farmer. And I was like, I literally was like, I don't realize how much I missed just having a breakfast
Yeah.
with Jake Palmer.
I do
That's
miss
all I can say his full name, but Jake, I love you, man. I love you, man.
love you. Yeah, that's uni really. It's not much I really can say about it, but it's all like that's my year one. You've just got
Great. That's your input to.
You've just got the stress of dissertation.
Yeah, it's fun. Said no one ever.
Great word.
As I said at the beginning, this is it's, as of recording, it's due in like 5 days, including today.
Oh.
Time of release, it's due in
A day.
tomorrow. So, yeah, it's interesting. I'm enjoying mine. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Like obviously, because obviously, with dissertation, the key is just picking a topic you're interested in.
That you
because
can
otherwise, like, it's months of your life, and if you're not interested in that topic, you're not going to enjoy it. Like,
yeah.
But if you're interested in it, you're going to have a lot of fun. Like,
yeah, have an advantage.
Like, that's all I can say. Like, people like Dora, who've done, like, the hidden curriculum in, like, the Muppets, she loves the Muppets.
Yeah.
She likes, like, feminist theory. So, like, mixing those two together, perfect thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Nick's being one about, like, coming from working class, and that's, like, he
Yeah.
himself has come from working class, works perfectly.
Yeah.
Kirsty with her, like, stuff to do
Yeah,
with,
good
like,
stuff, yeah.
misrepresentation of, like, sex workers and, like, stuff like that. And that's something she's interested in, like, banging. Like, it's as long as it's something you're interested in, you'll have
Yeah,
fun.
definitely.
So, for those who don't know, mine is in how stand-up comedy can its relation, stand-up comedy's relationship with
Racial
like, yeah,
discrimination.
like racial discrimination and like it, what comedy's relationship with race. So I think it's really interesting.
It is good. When you talk about it, I'm like,
It's a good little topic, but it has taken up a long time.
Yeah.
And
I keep yawning.
Yeah, I'm just boring you. I do apologize. I'm so sorry that this recording bored you already.
I was like, let's film a podcast.
I know. Here you go. I mean, so this podcast, episode 10, is the official end
of season one.
Yeah. I was just going to say end and make people panic. So
well,
I'm glad that you then said season one. It is the end of season one, which means...
Well, there's no other seasons coming unless you guys ask for them.
Well, I need something to do, so...
Yeah,
this is the end of season one of the Toby Boyden podcast.
Toby Boyden podcast, Toby Boyden. I might make a theme tune for it.
Do it. Get rid of that. Get rid of that drum beat at the beginning. I would honestly, if anyone out there is musically inclined and wants me, we'll let a couple of you. If there are people out there who want to make me a jingle, like my own unique jingle, go for it, and I'll just pick whichever one I like the most, and I'll chuck it on. Right. So obviously, Meg, you can make one. James Tate, if you're listening, guest of episode two. Huh?
Remix them all.
Yeah, I'd like that idea of having a new jingle.
See?
But
I come up with I come up with good ideas.
You do.
See?
Sometimes. But season two is gonna have some, well, I mean, if I get in my own jingle, there'll be some serious changes around here. There's going to be some changes. I have some plans in mind.
Bobby.
What?
Can I make you a new profile thingy for the Toby Boyden podcast? Can I change
it? You really feel like you want to. I like it.
I don't.
I made it myself, which is obvious. But there's some ideas in mind for Series 2, which I hope you'll like. Obviously, I'm not going to give anything away now.
I know everything.
You know, yeah, you do know.
I know everything.
But something that me and you discovered the other day was the competition.
Oh, yeah, I've come up with a competition.
Well, basically, because I realised that at the end of season one, both Jack and Megan have each been in an equal number of episodes. That's not counting part one and part two, because that was one episode. So in the actual number of episodes, Jack was in, it was in his one, the one with him and Sahail, and then the one with you and him.
Yeah.
And then you have been in your own one, the one with you and him. Now this one, so you've both been in three each, which is the most out of anybody on season one, apart from myself.
Yeah.
I've been all of them, obviously.
Okay.
So, you know, it's my podcast.
I'll say about the competition, just so I have a little bit of thing to Jack to be like...
Do it. Do it. Throw it out there. He said he loves it when he hears his own name, so let's just say it as much as we can.
Just... Yeah, of course you're allowed in. We are recording, but...
Interruptions by me.
Yeah, interrupt the podcast, man.
I do apologise.
Not Sam Davis. She hasn't interrupted the podcast.
Yeah, she has. So, has Jack got a middle name?
Don't think so. Not that I know of.
Jack Kang's... I can't speak.
Jack... The moment you wanted to talk...
I know. My voice is not coming out. Jack Cansdale, I have a competition for you in season two.
Which will also be 10 episodes, by the way, just so you know.
So, the competition, Jack, is how many episodes both of us can get on in season two. And the prize at the end is £5.
Wow.
That Toby Boyden has to pay.
Oh. I didn't realise that was part of that.
I'm kidding. Yeah, so that's the competition, Jack.
Who can get on more episodes?
Yeah.
But on that note, who would you guys who are listening like for me to try and get on? If you know anybody who you think, oh, I want to get this person on the podcast, let me know. Like, I'm open to any suggestions. Season two is all about new starts. And if you have an idea of someone you want to be on it, let me know and I'll try and get them on it. Like,
that'd be cool.
Like, I have some ideas. Like, I wanted to do one with Megan, Chloe and Jake, so I could have Mary Poppins, Jane Banks and Bert.
And just kind of be like old OGs of college.
That would be really fun.
My mum wants to be on a podcast. I still think we should do one with me, you, my mum and your mum. That would be absolutely
would be hilarious. Like, that's what I mean. Stuff like that. Like, if people want that to be a thing, I'll do my best to make it a thing.
Definitely.
Because I like doing this. And if you guys like it and you guys want me to do more episodes, which obviously I will be doing anyway. But if you guys have any ideas of who you want on it, let me know. And I will try and get them on it.
That would be cool, yeah.
I'm really excited about the new aspect for...
Yeah, I like it too.
There's going to be some little teaser things on the Instagram.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing something on my YouTube channel as well, but I'm not sure when. Hopefully when we get back in person, I'll do something, just a little like tease or something.
But, you know, there's going to be some changes.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited.
I'm excited for it too. I just came up with another idea then, so I'll tell you after.
Okay.
Because it's a good idea. I saw it on a YouTube video and I was like, oh, but it was a podcast as well, so.
Oh, very nice.
I'll you after.
Obviously, season two will feature six entirely new sinister questions. So no matter who's been on it, we'll get a chance to re-answer some
question
of those. What?
I said we love a sinister question.
We do love a sinister question.
They are great.
So hopefully, I've got to try and come up with six more.
I'll help you.
Oh dear.
We'll
but yeah, so that is the end of season one.
That's mental. And look, I get to be the end of season one. Like, it's just amazing for me. It's just such a dream. Imagine though, it's like... This is
why you got with me, so you could be on this podcast.
Because of the Toby Boyden podcast.
Honestly, what other reason?
And you got with me because I'm just becoming a flipping businesswoman.
We haven't even spoken about...
I'm like, all I can say really is I have a very, very exciting business opportunity And I am working with an amazing, amazing organisation. If I just say, if you go onto Twitter and type into Twitter the username of ED92, I'll repeat it again for you, ED92. So if you type that into the Instagram, they are on Instagram as well. But if you type it into Twitter and you scroll down or look on the media, there will be a video of myself singing Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins. And if you read the bio, it basically states what I am doing within this organisation. So I've basically become a worker and creator and influencer for this organisation. And on YouTube, if you subscribe to their YouTube channel as well, ED92 videos, there is going to be some exciting content on there which may feature myself.
There you go.
Basically all I can say, because the rest is very secretive and within my contract I'm not allowed to say anything else, but I have a lot of people that are working for me basically.
There you go. That's exciting. I'm excited for it.
Very exciting.
But yes, so
I can't wait.
That's
the end. A fun time for us, really. We got some exciting stuff coming.
I know.
We're business people.
Oh my god. And that is the
company.
We should make our own company. Let's do it. The Toby Boyden Podcast Company. And Megan Davis.
Where's my name?
You're in the co. Toby Boyden and Co. You're the co.
I want my name in blooming shining lights.
Well, as long as mine have brighter bulbs.
Whoa.
Right, guys, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Meg, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
Would you like to say goodbye to the people at the end of season 1, episode 10?
So long, farewell, everyone. Hope you enjoyed season 1. And I hope to see you in season 2 sometime.
Yeah. Same. I hope to see you on season 2, and I hope you're excited to see what changes are made.
Holidays start now.
Yeah. I have a week off. I'm done. But yes, thank you very much, guys, and see you all in episode 1, season 2.
Whoa.
I know. Cue that outro music. Now the real outro music.